Hello, good morning, strategy parent. How are we doing? Okay, yesterday, Mrs. Elizabeth Azubike took the class, the seminar section on raising emotionally intelligent child. So, I'm going to do a repeat of that class. Same thing she taught, not all, but I'm going to do a repeat of it for the sake of those that reach out to me that they couldn't connect even when they have the interest of doing that. So I'm going to run the teaching all over with a few points I have here for the sake of everyone that couldn't connect to it, but that doesn't stop us or limit us from connecting next time to Zoom. But our next class will be on WhatsApp, so I appreciate everyone to take this, to take an advantage of this value, whether it is being paid for, whether it is being free. We shouldn't abuse that. So raising emotionally intelligent child by Mrs. Elizabeth Azubike, which is a child's rights advocate. She's a journalist and also a financial advisor, a mother of three. Yeah, three wonderful children. She said, ability to understand the use and manage our emotions in a positive way can be related to emotional intelligence. Now, manage your emotions to relate to stress, and this also helps you manage your emotions to relate to stress. I'm not teaching on my I'm not teaching based on my own writings. I'm teaching based on what she said, and I just want to, just like a second voice of delivering what she has said earlier. So she talks about fulfillment, that what comes to your mind when you talk about fulfillment, and she breaks it. She said, to be fulfilled, you have to be filled. That means to be to have an emotionally intelligent child, an emotionally healthy child, you have to be emotionally healthy as a parent. Yeah, that was actually the breakdown of that quote itself. Then she boiled down to how to help these kids manage themselves emotionally. The number one is self-management. She talked about self-management. They can't manage when they have not seen their environment well managed. So she emphasized more on the environment being well managed, and when they see the environment managed and how things are being operated in their environment, they tend to manage themselves based on what they see. Yes, based on what they see. And she moved on to self-awareness, able to control their emotions. So when they come to realize that they could manage themselves, they could able to control themselves to suit their environment. She moved to social awareness. She emphasizes on the parents being empathetic. Yeah, empathetic. The parents should be a model to the child, because while the child grows, the child will relate better. The child will relate better what he or she has seen in their parent. So the parent should have an empathetic nature, so the child will pick after such. So the next one is how to help your child emotionally healthy is relationship management. For your relationship to be perfect, you have to build a communication process. Like I keep saying, I said the whole essence of strategy parenting is communication, parenting pattern. Yes, your parenting pattern. So build a communication process, maintaining friendship. Yes, maintaining friendship. Bad behaviors grows very fast. She used the instance of grass. She said, like grass being a weed, it grows very fast. So bad behaviors grows very fast. So if you want to help your child remain emotionally healthy, you have to be emotionally healthy. So the next one is importance of emotional intelligence. She really go through this a whole lot, but I'm just going to give the point for it. So it helps their performance at school. Yes, it helps their performance at school. That means it boosts their academic performance and their relationship with others. But she really emphasized on love, self-love. Teach them to love themselves, because if they don't get to love themselves, they cannot express their emotions very well. So love should be your priority. Love should be your number one priority in reaching out to these emotional needs of your children. So the next one is, it helps your physical health. The dangers of angers are enormous. Yes, yeah, she spoke more on the dangers of anger. So it helps, emotional intelligence helps your physical health, it helps their mental health, it helps in social intelligence. She also emphasized on the kinds of parents and all that. So the next one is, but before then, let's have that. She said, parents are like potters, children are the clays in their hands. So I guess this is so deep, that parents are like potters, children are the clays in their hands. They see their children's emotions as a way of helping out that children. That's a particular kind of parent. Yeah, children. She also talked about something I just remember. She said parenting should be taken like a top-notch job that is paid for 1 billion. That, you know, at the end of the day, they are going to pay you a 1 billion naira at the end of the month. So that will give you a quick relief of all the stress you have around you, knowing the fact that children throw tantrums just to get your attention. So most times that they throw tantrums, they don't just throw the tantrums just to get you angry. They want your attention. Everyone wants attention. Yes, everyone wants attention. Everyone wants to be loved. No one rejects love. Yes. So the final aspect of this is, she said, 5 emotional coaching, how to help your child grow and become emotional intelligent. Number one is, be aware of your child's emotions. Do this with love. Love can come in different forms. Understand their love language. Be sensitive. Be a sensitive parent. It is not being a sensitive parent is not being learned in school, but it is being imputed by God. So it should be a connection between you and God for you to be sensitive about your child's emotions. Be aware of their emotions. Know what they interpret love as. Do they, like she said, a second daughter love hugs a whole lot. So whenever she's angry, she tends to hug the daughter, and she's good. So know your child's love languages, whether one or two or anyone. Just know their love language. So emotional abuse is quite tormenting. She really emphasized on that, which I'm not going to say much on it. I guess we know much of that. So the next one is, be intentional in parenting. See them as that hot job, which I said earlier, you earn 1 billion per month. Be intentional about it, knowing that you'll be the one to repeat, the environment to repeat, and others will reap from it, and everyone will get to enjoy your product. Yes. So the next one is, see the emotion that they exhibit, whether positive or negative. See their negative as an opportunity to learn and connect to them and to help them, and see their positive as a way to help them go better. So the next one is to listen and validate their feelings. Give them full concentrations. Yeah. Don't be the kind of parent that hands on the phone and your ears is being connected to your child. No. Or eyes on the screen and your ears is connected, and you just say, hey Junior, I'm hearing you, I can hear you, my ears are open, I can hear you. No, give them full concentration. You don't get the best out of them when you don't give them full concentration. And for the daddies that loves football, that loves a particular that loves pinging their phone and don't give their children attention, you need to give them full attention for you to have an emotionally intelligent child, especially healthy emotions. So the next one is label your child's emotions. Give their emotions a name. Yes, give their emotions a name. I think we are actually going to come back to this particular topic because it's broad. Every other topic is broad and it is deep. So I'm actually making plans of bringing her again to break this up. Maybe I'll bring her up on the WhatsApp platform until we all get used to the Zoom. I'll bring her up to the WhatsApp platform until we all get used to the Zoom, or until we get a better way of breaking the video, so it won't need to compile more space on my phone. So she said label your child's emotions, label it, give it a name, make it fun, have fun with it. If they like for example, if they like hug, give them a name with hug. Make parenting fun to be with. And I think the fifth one is help them problem solve with limits. Let it not transcend. Let them learn emotionally problem solving skills. So and something she actually said that I really love so much. She said if your children try to throw tantrums, like she actually visited a friend of hers, and it was her child, or I don't know, I can't recall that aspect very well. So and whenever the younger one gets angry, the mother will actually tell the younger ones, go to your room, go and fight your pillow, get angry with your pillow, eat your pillow. So it's actually a better way for them to transfer that anger, instead of to their siblings, transfer that anger to a non-living thing, and they get to control their feelings in that way. Like at the next one she said talk to the wall. Tell the world how angry you are about that thing, how angry you are about your behavior. So stuff like that, you could also pick that up. I think we are going to come out with emotional skills for that you can help your child control their emotion. They, like I said, this class, it's a whole full of knowledge from different persons God has embedded, God has created, different expertise. So we are going to have a whole lot of topics that has to do with emotions, social, physical, spiritual, environmental health of a child. So she really emphasized on emotional abuse, because I actually asked the question about how to help a child that has been emotionally abused. Yes, that has been sexually abused, but it has affected their emotions. So she said, one thing that such child needs is show them love. Get a therapist for the child, and your child might grow with revenge. So be careful to always be around the child, so the child will not develop negative emotions, because it becomes terrible when the child tries to develop negative emotions here. And she said, introduce them to God. Let them make use of words of affirmation. Let them say a repeated positive words over time. That is what we mean by affirmation. So we say an emotionally abused child is prone to suicide. So you should be careful when, and that's why earlier she said, be sensitive on your child's emotion. So you should be careful when your child has been emotionally abused. Now, emotionally derailed comes back to haunt the abuser. So for a child that has been emotionally abused, they try to, if not well taken care of, they try to come back to abused more. Yes. So we are getting to the end of the ending of our discussion. Say what you can't give your child inside, there we get it outside. So as a parent, you have to reset your mind first before resetting your child's mind. Children bottle a whole lot of emotions and pains, but you have to be sensitive and be strategic for you to get to know your child better. Yes, we all know that parenting is sweet, parenting is tough, parenting gets harder, especially when the child's ages moving fast like the tick of the clock. Okay, we've come to the end of this replay on Raising Emotionally Intelligent Child by Mrs. Elizabeth Azubike, a child rights advocate and a journalist. So I would love us to listen and let's hear your view and let's know how to help your child on that emotional issues you're actually passing through, because right now I can say boldly that over 85% of homes are actually passing through this, and we here on the Business Mind platform, we are here to help with the help of our different specialists and expertise that could come up with their own ideas, and it will all work out fine. Okay, thank you for staying tuned with us. Always remember, today's child will turn out to be tomorrow's light, but they'll only be the light if you help them bring it out. Thank you. God bless you.